Hi, Mike. Today I'm going to tell you about the best unknown band of the 60s. Well, okay, maybe best is a matter of opinion, but this band would be in the running for sure. And they were from Kansas, so they had to be good. The Blue Boys started in 1964 and toured heavily in the Midwest. They recorded a few things on the Damon and Ruff labels, then got a contract with RCA. They changed their name to the Blue Things so they wouldn't get confused with Jim Reeves' backup band. The lead singer and songwriter, Val Stecklein, he later added an O to his name, looked a lot like Paul McCartney. He had recorded a few solo things before joining the band, and also had sang lead on most of the songs on the Impromptu's first LP. That LP sells for over $200 now. The Blue Things played everything from Buddy Holly-type songs to folk rock, Merseybeat, and psychedelia. Val left the band for health reasons in 1967. He was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and the band lasted about another year, then went on to other things. After being treated for his mental illness, Val recorded some solo things and wrote many songs under the alias of Oscar Solomon. Some people that recorded his songs were the Vogues, Hank Williams Jr., and even Pat Boone. In 1993, Val took his own life in his home in Hutchinson, Kansas. Sadly, it did not even make the local paper. Today's song is their second RCA release. It didn't get airplay because the DJs and program directors didn't want to play a song about prostitution. From 1965, here are the Blue Things with Dollhouse.
She doesn't care if she lives anymore. She can't go back to the world outside. Doesn't show all the emptiness inside.